Let's cross the Tasman now and speak to our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning, Kerri-Anne.
Good morning, Corin.
Now, an explosive day yesterday, wasn't it, at the inquiry into Gladys Berejiklian, the former Premier?
Yes, that's right. Her former boyfriend, secret boyfriend, as the papers want to call him out here. Well, he was. She didn't disclose the relationship, which is why she had to resign as Premier. Well, not because of the relationship, but because these proceedings were looming over her before the Independent Commission Against Corruption. The investigation is to look at whether she breached public trust and any other malfeasances because of the relationship with Darryl Maguire and the amount of money that the government pumped into his electorate of Wagga Wagga. So yesterday he was very chatty. He was talking about the fact that they had agreed. In fact, there was a taped recording of them both talking about throwing money at Wagga Wagga to various pet projects to assist the Liberal Party to retain the seat at the by-election following his resignation. So today she takes a stand, and I can tell you it will be riveting viewing. As many people as possible will be tuning in.
Where did the tape recordings come from?
Oh, well, the ICAC recorded them covertly. They have these sorts of powers, phone tapping powers. I mean, we have, authorities, investigative authorities here have powers to do extraordinary things, and that's a conversation for another day. But, yes, the recordings were what has landed her in trouble, both this time and in behind closed doors hearings about, a year ago.
The nature of their relationship, so the newspapers seem a bit more obsessed about this. There was talk of love and marriage and children.
Yep, all of the above. He was asked about that yesterday by the council assisting ICAC. He said that it was necessary to determine the state of the relationship, to see whether or not Darryl Maguire would have been an influence on her. I mean, when it was revealed last year through another ICAC hearing that she had a relationship with him, she tried to say, or she did say, that the relationship wasn't of sufficient status for her to reveal it. Now, Darryl Maguire put the kibosh on that yesterday. He said they had talked of marriage. They had he had a key to her apartment or her house at North Sydney. They took holidays together and they discussed a future together. So I don't know what she meant by saying it was of insufficient status. That's basically a fib.
Kerri-Anne Walsh, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated, our Canberra correspondent.